Good morning. Now, Ashton Circus is an icon when it comes to circus performing in Australia. And there are many people who have been in Ashton Circus for a long, long time. I want to talk to you this morning somebody who is a sixth-generation performer. Her name is Chantel Ashton Rodriguez, and she joins me on the phone for a chat. Hello, Chantel.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
Ashton Circus, of course, has such a long history in this country. Is it the longest performing circus in the country?
It is the oldest circus family in Australia. So we have been around for a while. Our family started actually in Tasmania in 1850. Well, actually, our great-great-grandfather was performing in 1848 is what we have a record for, is the first poster that we can find on record.
We mentioned Ashton Circus and the fact that you're a sixth-generation performer. I mean, that's a lot of performers. Did you have any choice but to be in a circus?
Well, we do, actually. It's never sort of pushed on us that this is what we have to do. All the kids growing up in the circus, they have a choice if they want to do it or not. We sort of, at a young age, we learn all the base and we sort of get drawn towards a skill or a role in the business that comes natural to us. But some chose to stay, some chose not to. So everyone's different. But I always knew that I loved the performing arts industry. So for me, it was a no-brainer to stay.
Let's talk about you as a performer. What is it that you actually do in Ashton Circus?
Well, growing up, I did lots of different acts and skills. I did bareback riding with my family, which was passed down. That's how our family started. Our great-great-grandfather, who started Ashton Circus, was actually an equestrian. So that was my first act. I rode around on the back of the horse with my dad in the show when I was two. And then I did a shoulder perch act with my dad, Russian bar, a few other little bits and pieces. Today in Ash Entertainment, what we're currently touring, I'm performing hula hoop and knife throwing.
I've got to ask, I mean, with Mother's Day fresh in our mind, how do you manage to juggle, if you'll pardon that terrible pun, motherhood and performing?
Well, I juggle performing and motherhood much better than actual juggling. I did not get the juggling skill, but just like every other working mum, you know, we work hard, we do our best and just take every day as it comes. I do have my mum and dad on tour with me, so they are great babysitters when I need it.
Chantel, from just $15 a ticket, it really has to be one of the cheapest forms of entertainment you could ever hope to see. And it's something that really sticks with you after you've seen a circus. I absolutely love them myself, but it's just pretty inexpensive when you compare it to maybe going to see a Taylor Swift concert.
Yes, yeah, definitely a bit cheaper than a Taylor Swift concert, but entertainment, utterly worth it. We do have quality entertainment that we tour full-time. And we've always made our ticket prices affordable for the Australian families. And we always try and travel all over Australia and reach those towns that might not get a lot of live entertainment. So we really hope people come out and support us.
Chantel, it's been so great to talk to you this morning. Best of luck with Ashton's and thank you for sharing some time with us this morning on The Breeze.
Thank you so much.
Ashton Circus is in Stanthorpe in Queensland this weekend, but keep an eye out because they travel all over the state and, in fact, all over the country. And thanks again to Chantel for joining us this morning on The Breeze.